This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast with coverage of CU Insights MiniCon, the first one of 2022. And as usual, they are kicking off the year with some great content once again. These MiniCons are really, really cool and they're fun, and there's a ton of takeaways as well. So I highly recommend attending. Now, if you didn't attend this one, attend the next three throughout the year. But in this particular one, let's see, Randy Smith, CU Insights Randy Smith, facilitated a panel that had Element Federal Credit Union's very own Linda Bodie, Border Federal Credit Union's very own Maria Martinez, and Schools First Federal Credit Union's Bill Cheney. They're all on a panel talking about the pandemic, helping how they manage their remote workforce, all sorts of great stuff in here. And this particular question that Randy posed to the group is like, how did the pandemic change you to succeed both personally and professionally? So some great answers from the panel here. So check it out.
Prior to the pandemic, we were kind of all over the place, chasing a lot of different things. We had so many things on our plate, and we wanted to do all of these wonderful things for our member and our community, but didn't have the resources, the bandwidth. So this was, you know, you just keep adding more and more to your plate. So during the pandemic, we kind of were forced to kind of stop everything, basically, because you couldn't go anywhere, you couldn't do anything. And that it kind of made me think of the National Lampoon's Vacation scene. When they go to the Grand Canyon and Clark is there, it's like his wife says, "Don't you want to see the Grand Canyon?" And he's like, "All right, we're out of here." So we had the Grand Canyon, but we weren't taking the time to appreciate it. So slowing down and focusing on the things that really mattered, the projects that we really wanted to pursue instead of trying to chase everything, that's one thing that taught us how to be better and do better. And it's affected us professionally as an organization and individually, because now we're not so scattered and we appreciate so much more than we did when we were trying to do too much. So good thing from pandemic, slow down, focus, and take the time to enjoy and appreciate.
That is the perfect way to start this panel. So Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. And Linda, you know, so much change happened so quickly in March of 2020. And one of the things that quickly became apparent in our organization is, yes, we needed to send people home in order to keep people safe. But we have hundreds of employees who work in our branches. And we didn't close our branches. I mean, if anything, our branches became more important than ever. It was a place that our members could go when everything else was shut down. And we did see our branch traffic decline a little bit, but the conversations we had in our branches changed along with everything else. And so we've really had to acknowledge over this last 2 years that, yeah, it's great that some of us can work from home, but we have hundreds of people who are working in our branches. And throughout this pandemic, 6 days a week, they've been there meeting and serving our members face to face. And while we continue to have people working from home, and we will always do that, my goodness, we have to acknowledge and appreciate our team members who've been out there face-to-face with our members through this whole process. So I'm not sure that totally answers your question, but that's one of the things we've learned. And I agree with Linda, too. It does make you prioritize, and it makes you focus on sort of that significant few as opposed to trying to do everything and be all things to all people.
So absolutely. Maria?
Hello, everybody. Well, I think one of the things is that you need to really trust others. I think a leader that trusts others, it doesn't have to be compassionate, but they do have to be understanding. I think people trust you when you trust them. So that's very important. Also, you have to be able to give feedback. You know, give feedback to your employees, to your members, to anybody that would ask for it. Because I think for that, you learn and you educate also. So there was a lot that happened, you know, during COVID. We learned too many lessons. You know, like Bill was saying, you know, we didn't close branches. We closed lobbies, but not the branches. And it was a struggle for a lot of us, but we learned a lot from that. I think more than anything, I learned to be more flexible and more trustworthy of others, especially those people that were working from home where we didn't have that. I know Hamza, you know, he mentioned so many things that we took into effect. We did so good during the COVID period as a credit union and also as individuals. But I think we also need to understand our leadership weaknesses. And I think I've been reflecting a lot on that.
Thank you very much. And stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast, as well as more coverage of CU Insights MiniCon. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.